Welcome to EconoDay's Economists Roundtable. Jeremy Hawkins in London covers Europe, and Mark Pender, who covers the U.S., are with me today. I am Ann Picker, EconoDay's chief economist. So, Jeremy, we got a first look at the European economy in the new year this morning via the PMIs. I know they are but a few of the slew of January surveys that will be released on your side of the pond this week.
That's right, we did. And last week, of course, we had the January ECB meeting, and there was some sort of sense of smug satisfaction, I think, from around the council members sitting at their table there then, because the economy appears to have been doing quite well. And that was really continued in the flash PMIs you referred to today. So I won't go through all the numbers, certainly, but in terms of, you know, the key figure, the composite output flash for January for the Eurozone as a whole, that weighed in at 54.3. That was down just 0.1 points from last time round. So bottom line there is it does appear that the economy has picked up some momentum during the course of recent months. It appears to be acquiring additional momentum on an underlying basis anyway. And crucially, of course, as far as the ECB itself is concerned, we saw prices up again. Indeed, we'll take the last couple of months, so December of last year and January of this year, that two-month period saw the sharpest increase in selling prices in more than 5 years. So things certainly starting to move at long last in the direction that the ECB would like to see. One point worth mentioning, I think, though, on the inflation aspect is that part of the justification or reason for the hiking selling prices was due to euro weakness. And so I think it's going to be a big issue going forward about, you know, what happens to euro dollar. If we see this recent bout of relative softness in the dollar continued over the course of coming months, that could itself start jeopardizing, you know, the higher inflation that the ECB really wants to see in the eurozone.
Mark, we are vigiling the FOMC meeting that will be held next Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The Beige Book indicated that things have remained rather positive.
Well, moderate to modest. Not really a lot of steam, I don't think, evident in the economy, really kind of outside of auto sales. Although we've had a couple of very strong readings in the Philadelphia Fed manufacturing index, which was really superheated, actually. Very, very strong. And also this morning with the national PMI, manufacturing PMI for market economics, that also was strong. These are advanced indications for January. It looks as if, and then we also had interesting spikes in the prices received subcomponents, both Empire State and Philly Fed. And they're looking to, that indicates that manufacturers are really asking a lot for first of the year price increases. And because these are adjusted numbers, so this is outside of that. So that looks good, but the economy in general, consumer spending was just a little flat. We're going to get personal income and spending on Monday, and that will break out the GDP data, Friday's GDP data for the month of December, and that'll be interesting to watch. And we're expecting about, well, I think the EconoDay consensus is 2.2% for Friday's GDP report. But as you noted, Ann, there is a wide range, but it's clumped around the 2% area, going up to 3% and a little plus. But the wild card here will be consumer spending, which does look like it slowed from the third quarter. So despite all the strength of the consumer and business expectations, which are very strong, which also may be behind what we're seeing with the Philadelphia Fed and Empire State. But outside of that, actual and pure hard spending numbers, we haven't seen the effect yet. But I have a question for Jeremy. Now, you were talking about Europe, but didn't I see some pretty shocking minuses for UK retail sales in December? Did you guys have a lousy holiday or what?
Yes, that's right. We did see some, well, certainly quite disappointing retail sales for December. The headline figure was down the best part of 2% on the month there, which was a good deal weaker than expected. However, as is often the case, I think, with the monthly retail sales numbers, if you've got to look at the underlying trend in it, they tend to go all over the place. And it looks as if Black Friday, which was extremely good for retailers over here, took away some of the would-be spending from December. And if we look at the last quarter, as a whole, in actual fact, we got retail sales still doing extremely well. So I think if you try putting a straight line through these things, it still suggests that, you know, the UK consumer is holding up pretty well at the moment. And early evidence is, although we don't have a great deal, is that they've started the new year in relatively good suit too.
Yes, I think that's the conclusion here, that we're having some advanced indications of strength, but no actual hard indications of strength yet.
One thing, if I can ask you, Mark, which is turning back on you, say, as we talked about before, domestic demand in the Eurozone is still, it's getting better, but it's not doing enough. So exporters there looking to your side for strength of demand. Is there any sense there yet about what the new administration's attitude is going to be towards the dollar?
Well, they can't have too strong of a dollar, and that plays into what we were talking about all along. And that's what is the Fed going to do? They're going to see price inflation. They're going to raise the dollar. They're going to raise short interest rates. That has a tendency, a very strong tendency, to increase the value of the dollar, which will be going against what the administration needs. I mean, the Trump and the administration has come out here in the very first days and talking about trade and how important it is for the manufacturing sector to get going, how important it is for American businesses to start spending and business investment, and if we do restrict imports, that will mean that we're going to need an even bigger domestic manufacturing sector. And we're taking the model that of almost a commodity economy in a way when it runs with the currency, because we need a low currency to stimulate demand as opposed to having super high quality goods that everybody wants no matter the price. But that doesn't seem to be ever a part of the discussion anymore. It seems to be almost this commodity-based currency issue, and you can see it, by the way, in the charts. I mean, it really does have an effect, even on capital goods and aircraft and these kinds of things. The currency really does have an effect, and the stronger that currency is, the more foreign buyers will find cheaper substitutes. So, I think it's a very complicated, uncertain outlook that is kind of being glossed over generally. People aren't really looking down the road, and because we don't know what to see down the road, I guess. But if a big manufacturing sector is what we need, then a non-strong dollar is a part of that.
Completing our circumnavigation of the globe, key data in Australia will be released this week, both this quarterly CPI and PPI. That's for the fourth quarter. The Reserve Bank of Australia, which meets in 2 weeks after their summer break in January, will be looking carefully at these data. The inflation target range for the RBA is 2-3%. Expectations for the CPI indicate that the annual change will be below that range again, about 1.3-1.4%. The CPI hasn't been above the floor of the target range since the third quarter of 2014. Moving, I guess it would be north, China released its fourth quarter GDP data last week. And the fourth quarter increased 6.8% from the fourth quarter in 2015. And for the year 2016, it was up 6.7%. This was down a couple of points from last year's 6.9%. So they're hanging in around their expectations.
Anne, can I ask you a question on these Chinese figures?
Yeah.
I've got to ask, since I'm people who want to know, just how much faith is put in the official figures? And is there any kind of sort of market estimate of what they really think is going on?
I haven't seen any really market estimate, Jeremy. And through no surprise, the data for growth has been right on the expectations of the Chinese government for the year 2016. So,
well, they fooled us with this one, right?
Everybody looks at them with a bit of doubt, but absent anything else, it's very hard to tell. Some of the other economic indicators indicate that the economy is stabilizing, i.e. the price data, the PPI, which is finally in positive territory after years of being below contracting. And the CPI seems to be still below the 3% target, but still seems to be steadying around 2.3%, 2.4%.
Okay, because I noticed that, you know, some of the capital outflows from China seem to be abating now. So I was wondering if it's getting to the stage whereby there's some belief perhaps that the economy is not doing too badly now.
Right, except that the Chinese government is frowning on the exodus of currency to overseas. They're not really happy with that. Liquidity has been a problem, but that's a traditional problem around the Lunar New Year, which begins the end of this week. Just last Friday, the People's Bank of China lowered the interest rate for reserve requirements for the five big banks by 1% full percentage point for 28 days to cover the loosen liquidity over the holiday period. It's very traditional for the Chinese to withdraw cash around this time of year. Thank you, guys. Till next week.